Welcome back to Crunch Time. It's time for the Crunch Exchange, brought to you by the Josh Cooley team of Keller Williams Realty. Alex presents the prospectus. Steve lets us know if he's buying, selling, or if it's pending. Sell your home worry-free with Josh Cooley, Keller Williams Realty.
One must respect the bell. Welcome back to...
Could I use one of my three timeouts?
Tweet.
Because we're getting a lot of texts and on Twitter.
Is it a 30 or a 60?
It's a 30. I don't need a full.
All right.
We misguided as far as what valley goes where. It's the San Joaquin Valley for Fresno State.
Correct.
And like totally the San Fernando Valley is like where the Val girls and like all that.
God.
It's like totally gnarly.
Whatever, major
in SoCal. Loser. So there, go ahead.
And Northwestern University is right on the lake north of Chicago. So I don't know.
Okay.
Nick said it might be when they were repurposing the country or something back when Louisiana Purchase times.
Let's not go there.
Yeah, if we're bringing in Louisiana
Purchase. We're back in 1803 now. That's
we're
all
in
I
trouble.
Could say.
How about we do the Crunch Exchange?
Please, God.
The biggest news in sports today certainly revolves around the NBA. One, Kobe Bryant's last game. Two, Golden State versus Memphis for a chance at history. 73 wins, best regular season in the history of the NBA. The Lakers have been awful all season. Some have said that Bryant is a big reason for it, but it will be the last time the world will ever get to watch him play the game he has played for 20 seasons professionally. He's one of the best players in the history of the sport. There's no argument there. Golden State's season has obviously been incredible. They have the best player in the game right now. They're easily the most fun team to watch, arguably ever, and they have one chance to break a record many thought was untouchable set by a team with the actual best player ever and a team full of legends. A StubHub spokesperson told USA Today that the hotter ticket, though, is Bryant's last game, which is getting higher prices and more interest from fans. Both games are home games. Lakers in Staples, Warriors in Oracle. The prospectus, Kobe's finale is a better ticket than Golden State's shot at history.
Well, I think everybody's getting confused here because it's actually to see if Utah gets into the playoffs.
Clearly, that's why everybody's interested. Yeah.
So it's actually a better game?
A better ticket.
Yeah, you want to know the truth? Golden State's the one seed. They're going to murder kill Memphis tonight. The last chance, even though with all we said being prefaced, the last chance to see a top 10 player of all time, the greatest player maybe since MJ, give or take Duncan. Yeah, I'm gonna buy that
You're
one.
You're buying that one. USC loves hiring alums who played football to run their athletic departments, don't they? Mike Garrett was awful. Jury's kind of hung on Pat Hayden right now. And now to replace the outgoing Hayden, the Trojans have hired Lynn Swann to take the head job at the school. There is no denying his pedigree as a Trojan. Hall of Famer for the school, Hall of Famer in the NFL. Names don't get much bigger in terms of football and USC, but there's a lot more to being an AD than running and promoting a football program, though football, especially at USC, definitely drives the boat. Clearly, the previous guys I mentioned had their issues, but Swann is smart and has at least a good sense of what USC is about. CBS Sports' Tom Fornelli laid into them a bit today, saying USC's stubbornness to only hire USC people has and is going to continue to set them back. By the way, another thing that ties Garrett, Hayden, and Swann, not 1 second of athletic department work experience before being hired.
Yep.
The prospectus, hiring Lynn Swann is a smart move for USC.
I think I'm going to have to sell that. This complete lack of experience, that's a monster university with a lot on the line. Nah, sell it.
The Bay Area balloon head, actually, I guess he's the South Beach balloon head as hitting coach for the Marlins now. Barry Bonds, he talked to reporters this week about Alex Rodriguez and the chance that he'll break his home runs record before his contract and career ends 2 seasons from now. A-Rod, 40 years old, oddly enough, hasn't homered more than 35 times in a season since 2007. It's a little bit surprising. Currently 75 dingers away from Bonds' record. Now, I know you hate both of these guys, so rooting for them both to lose and for the earth to open up and swallow them doesn't count as an answer. But the prospectus, A-Rod, who did hit 33 home runs last season, can catch Bonds in the next 2 seasons.
All right, how many is he back?
75.
I'm going to sell that. No way, and I'm leading with my heart. and getting swallowed up by the earth is kind to what I deep down inside think about both those guys.
I say leading with your heart and your mind on that one. A lot has been made about Oregon having a pretty poor scrimmage on Friday. Well, not a lot, but some. Coaches across the board pretty much said they weren't happy with how it went, that they are fine with the poor play because it's the spring, but that they all needed to work quite a bit to get to where they want to be. A position that has gotten some praise the last couple of weeks has been the quarterbacks. Dakota Prukop seems like the clear starter, not even a discussion, as like Vernon Adams, he's here for one season and one reason to start for the Ducks this year. But Oregon has always shown that competition is real and that the best player will play at any position no matter what. Darren Thomas, Marcus Mariota both beat the incumbents to start and thrive. Scuttlebutt says that Travis Johnson is having a hell of a spring after missing last season with a shoulder injury. Dave Yost said he does everything they need in executing plays and that all he needs to do is work on fine-tuning the little things. Speaks well for the future. What about the present? The prospectus. If Johnson plays better than Prukop this spring and executes better in the spring game, he should be the front runner heading into the fall.
I don't really think that's a question. If he outplays him, this program thinks they're in the national title and the conference picture all the time. So if we're going to keep it 100, I'm going to buy that.
Somebody's been watching
Larry Wilmore. Nice. Good get, Braga.
Yeah, I got that one. Yeah, the only reason I get that one is because I DVR at midnight, and it leads into at midnight, which it always records that first, like, 30 seconds.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
Much ado about satellite camps this week, as the NCAA decided to follow the advice of the SEC and ACC and ban them altogether. We say just those two conferences because they spearheaded the investigation into them, but every Power 5 conference but the Big Ten voted against them. But since then, many coaches, including Helfrich, James Franklin, Jim Harbaugh, even Mike Riley, have spoken out against the ruling, as have some players and former players. Their basic point is that the schools in recruiting hotbeds don't want other schools treading on their turf, and those schools outnumber the other ones, so that's why it passed. And that it hurts prospective players by limiting their opportunities to visit with potential coaches they now won't have a chance to interact with. Rob Mullen said yesterday on Duck Insider, satellite camps were at one extreme on the scale, and that this will likely move the discussion forward, that the NCAA will eventually adopt a policy that benefits athletes and leaves coaches happier on both sides. The prospectus. An all-out ban on satellite camps was a good idea for right now, so the NCAA can figure out a better option.
First of all, the NCAA should stand for No One Cares About A-Holes. I think they got bullied by the SEC. They got their way. There are too many coaches speaking out on it. You're reading about financial logic. And when logic comes into play, the National Collegiate Athletic Association goes down the toilet. So sell it! And that's that. Just that.